How are you, Zach? Asher, you doing all right? Sure. Okay. All right. Guess what I was doing at 6:51 this morning? Drinking coffee. I was doing that. How did you know that? Does your daddy drink coffee at 6 o'clock in the morning? No? I was drinking coffee, but that's not the only thing I was doing. No TV. Not watching football.
Reading the Bible. Praying.
I was reading the Bible. Thank you for believing in me. I did read a little bit of the Bible, but I was sitting there reading the Bible and praying, and every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, a pastor friend calls me from Texas to pray, and I was waiting on him to call, and all of a sudden, my phone's over on my chair, and I get a text message. And the temptation was, do I look at it? Well, I decided to go ahead. It was 6:51. I'm thinking, who is texting me that early in the morning, and why? Well, let me show you who did it. See this guy right here with that white beard, mustache? See him? He's kind of big.
Oh, yeah. Looks like my dad.
Okay, well, let me tell you who that guy is. His name is Bobby Glass. When I was at Baylor, he was my roommate, and he's about 6'8", 280 pounds. His dad played professional football for the Cleveland Browns. He was an evangelist for prison ministries. His brother played for Baylor, was an All-American, and played for the Cincinnati Bengals. And he was my roommate, and he played for Baylor. He started at tackle for Baylor when they won the Southwest Conference. That shows how old I am. Nobody except old people know the Southwest Conference is. But anyway, we have not talked except on a rare occasion. And he just texted me this morning and said, those Baylor Bears looked bad yesterday. And of course, I said, I agree. And we just talked, and he started sending pictures. He went to the game. But the thing that's cool, we haven't talked in ages. And he said in there, listen to what he told me. He said, you know, God just kind of put you on my heart, so I decided to call or text. And we texted for a good while and shared pictures, and I invited him to come up here and fish, because he could not believe, one, I have a truck, two, I have a gun, three, I have a fishing rod. Doesn't believe any of that. He's an outdoorsman. He knows I'm not. And I said, well, you need to come up here and go fishing. What that really means, Sam has to be here to take him fishing. Because what am I going to tell him, you know? But the thing that I want you to remember is that there is sometimes going to be people that God puts on your heart. And what you ought to do is maybe call them. Or when you see them again, say, hey, I was thinking about you. And it's so easy to forget people who you love and care about. And we live in a world where one thing people need to know is that people love and care about them. Okay? So be sure and do that. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that they would especially be sure to talk to their grandparents, because I know what that's like. But also there's friends that they maybe haven't talked to in a long time, or family. Help us always to get excited about people we love, and help us just to talk to them. Lord, I thank you so much for Bobby and our friendship, and I'm so glad he called and let me know how things were going. In Jesus' name, amen.